This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultsey said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at the Fort Loramie High School gym. Today the Redskins, 18-2 on the year. The girls meet Findlay Liberty Benton, 18-1. Liberty Benton Division II, ranked 10th in the state. The assignment today for Fort Loramie is a tall task. This is a big Liberty Benton squad, although two young ladies over 6 feet who come off the bench did not make the trip. We'll highlight that fact for you in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie losing its second game of the year on Thursday, ranked number 2 in the state in girls division 4 this week. Rushi defeated the Redskins 43-40 on Thursday night. Will be very interesting to see, Chuck, how the Redskins bounce back. Findlay Liberty Benton played a lot of zone against Fort Loramie last year. And in one stretch, Fort Loramie simply could not buy a basket. Went 6 to 7 minutes without a point. Lost an early lead and did not win at Liberty Benton last year. And the Eagles are even better this season.
Yeah, I mean, they play a 2-3 zone. The last time we saw Loramie attack a zone was up at Lima Bath, and it was the best that I've seen them, not just this year, maybe in the last 5 years, the best I've seen them attack a zone. So hopefully they can adjust there. You talked about Willis being out at 6'3". She's a dynamite jumper. Penn State commit for volleyball, and that's where she is today. On the other side, you got Sophia Barbara, 6-footer junior, out with an injury. She's going to be out for a couple of weeks, it sounds like. So they lose some size off the bench. They're out there trying to warm up with only five girls. That's what they have, basically. Five varsity players, and then some JVs will fill in for them. So the starters are going to have to play a lot for Liberty Benton today.
Fort Loramie did win the junior varsity tilt. We've had the senior day celebration highlighting Ava Turner, Alexis Coverman, and Olivia Mesher, three seniors for the Fort Loramie basketball team. I think only a total of three 12th graders on the entire Liberty Benton roster as well. Liberty Benton will start significant size. 6'1 junior Lauren Gerken, nearly 20 points a game. Last name spelled G-E-R-K-E-N, Lauren Gerken. She is outstanding. Plays taller than 6'1". She really does play taller than that. Lengthy arms, a big long stride. She'll take the ball top of the circle and get to the basket in just a couple three steps toward the rim. She'll shoot the three ball extremely well, rebound it nicely. And then you've got Riley Irwin on the arc. She nails four threes a game, 39% three-point shooter. I alluded to size in that starting lineup along with Gerken. 5'10 sophomore Lindsay May. As Chuck noted, Sophia Barbara, 6 feet. Karis Willow, 6'3". Not joining the team today. Barbara, a nagging injury. Willow, an outstanding volleyball player, is committing to Penn State, and she has that obligation today. So Lorme gets a little bit of a break. Finley Liberty Benton not as deep on the bench, and not as deep on the bench with size as the Eagles normally would be. And Fort Loramie was hampered by Rushi's size on Thursday. No question about that. Raiders went inside by design, and Fort Loramie's got to find a way to slow down the interior strength of Liberty Benton here today.
Well, Loramie, for three quarters, was the better team on Thursday at Rushi. In the fourth quarter, Rushi played loose, and Loramie played tight. And down the stretch, Loramie missed five free throws in the fourth quarter, the front end of 3 1-and-1s. And Rushi made theirs, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
Redskins shooting just a little better than 60% now on the year from the free throw stripe, committing 14 turnovers a game. Had two or three more than that on Thursday. Redskins 29% from three-point land, 39% from the two-point territory. Avery Brandewey leads the club in foul shooting, 77%. She's at 12 points per game on the year. Ava Turner at 10 points per outing. So many thanks to our great Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and M&A Muffler and Tires, all three in Fort Loramie. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components today are as follows. We have alluded to them. How well Fort Loramie handles the zone defense of Finley Liberty Benton and the Eagles' size. It is a monstrous team and features one of the very best Division II girls in the state of Ohio in junior Lauren Gerken. Key building components for these two teams here this afternoon. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 43 years of head coaching experience here today. Carla Siegel, 24 for Fort Loramie. Nate Irwin, head coach at Liberty Benton, 19 years. He says this is one of his three or four best teams. He won the state championship in 2010. Liberty Benton most recently has been D3, a D2 this year, but a stout D2 program, ranked in the top 10 in the state. Should be a mighty fine game. Fort Loramie's got to find a way to get to 45 points probably, because Liberty Benton can really shoot the basketball. Irwin from long range and Gerken from all over the floor, inside and out.
Yeah, they've got a great 1-2 punch, and you're right, boy, if they let Irwin set her feet on the arc, she's probably going to make the shot. And Gerken, when we saw her play up at Minster, she just took the basketball game over. She is so strong, and she just takes the guard, takes him inside, forces her way up, and she's so strong that she makes them, and she can also shoot the three. So she is a multi-talented basketball player.
Back in early December against Minster in a game we covered, as Chuck noted, Gerken had 20 points for Liberty Benton against Minster. She had 8 two-pointers, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Riley Irwin had 13 points, 4 three-point shots. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls hosting Findlay Liberty Benton today on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hey, do you need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Get rid of those cold spots. Check with Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Opening tip, start of the game in a moment here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Welcome back here to Fort Laramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Seconds away from the tip-off to start today's game between the Fort Laramie girls and Findlay Liberty Benton. These two clubs have combined to win 36 games this year. Liberty Benton 18-1, Fort Laramie 18-2. You know, when Gus Geyer established Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. Remember, Geyers offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. Opening five for Fort Laramie, Ava Turner, 11 points a game, a senior, 5 feet, 8 inches tall. She was under the spotlight in our pregame ceremony. She was one of three seniors given recognition here today, along with Alexis Coverman and Olivia Mesher of Fort Laramie. Also in the opening five, Victoria Mesher, 6'1", sophomore Skylar Albers, 5'8", junior, 7 points a game. Jaden Rose at the point, 5 feet, 6 inches tall. And Avery Brandewee, 12 per outing, a 5'10", sophomore. For Findlay Liberty Benton, Lauren Gerken, 6'1", junior, just under 20 points a game. Dazzling Division II performer, as I said, 6 feet, an inch tall. Addie Crow at a forward, she's a 5'7", junior. Riley Irwin, the hotshot shooting guard, she is a 5'7", senior, 15 points a game. Kylie Recker, solid defensive player, 6.5 per outing, 5'7", senior. And Lindsay May, 5'10", sophomore, at the power forward spot. Opening tip won by Liberty Benton. Missed shot from the foul line by Gerken was deflected by Fort Laramie. Saved below the basket by the Eagles. Then the ball's pitched out of bounds on the far sideline, and Fort Laramie brings it up the floor. No score, first possession, good defense by the Redskins. Ball passed baseline right to Skylar Albers for Fort Loramie. On the arc near side, Avery Brandewey. Straight away to Jaden Rose. It's Rector on the point in that zone defense for Liberty Benton along with Irwin. Here's the ball dumped down low on the right to Mesher. Mesher got a four-footer away, missed it. Got the rebound back, couldn't connect. Storm to the boards again and put it through. How about that for persistence, Chuck?
Great. She had three offensive rebounds and a basket. That's what they call a stat stuffer.
We played a minute 10, opening quarter, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Gerken straight away gives it on the right of the arc to Recker. Down low to May. Banks it. Missed it strong. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins off and running. Turner top of the circle. Now to Rose. As Chuck mentioned several minutes ago, Fort Loramie played against the zone up at Lima Bath. They're seeing zone here today. Skylar Albers hurls up a three from the left wing short, and Liberty Benton's got the board. Recker to midcourt, picked up by Rose. Liberty Benton in the road blue, red lettering, white numbers. Deep three, right corner by Irwin. It hit the flange, kicked to the top of the circle, rebounded, thrown down inside to Gerken. That's an easy two-pointer for her.
Gerken from Recker.
She is so strong.
Ava Turner quickly up the floor for Fort Loramie. Loose ball below the basket. Held ball ensues. And I think the Redskins will keep it. Game tied at two. We played 2 minutes and a second. Jaden Rose, baseline left of the rim. Into the lane to Mesher, ducks under Gerken. It's on the rim comes off. Nice rebound in the paint by Skylar Albers, who banks home an eight-footer. Head coach Nate Irwin doesn't like what he sees. And Liberty Benton gets a timeout right away. 5:52 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 4, Liberty Benton 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, Finley Liberty Benton gave up how many offensive rebounds to Fort Loramie, Chuck, in the first 2 minutes?
Four of them, and he had seen enough. That was the timeout.
Yep, Nate Irwin called for a respite timeout for the Eagles, who throw it in bounds. Long three by Hattie Crow straight away after the timeout. Way short, rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins attacking, leading 4-2. Zone defense applied by Liberty Benton. Baseline right, it goes to Mesher, swings it on top to Rose. Rose foul line to Avery, right flank Skylar Albers, short on the three ball. Loose ball rebound out of bounds to Liberty Benton. Redskins worked it nicely, got the shot they wanted, just didn't nail it.
Sometimes Skylar doesn't get her shoulder squared, and she's a good shooter if she's square, but if she's not, she's usually off.
5:08 to go, opening period. Fort Loramie 4, Liberty Benton 2. Deep left corner, Irwin. Shot fake, goes baseline. Jumps, lets it go, blocked out of bounds. Was that Skylar Albers who got a mitt on it, Chuck?
Brandewey.
Good defense by Brandewey and Albers of Fort Loramie. And some jeers from the Fort Loramie male student section across the way. They like that cram. Well done defensively. Top of the circle with the ball, Lindsey May to Gerken, elbow on the left, short on the 15-footer. Long rebound, kicks to Riley Irwin, and then a pass is intercepted. Jaden Rose and a bust out to Brandewey. Brandewey into the paint area, yes, for two, and a foul against Liberty Benton. Count it, plus one. Good fast break by the Fort Loramie girls.
Well, I thought that Avery had a really tough outing on Thursday. Against Rushi, that's a good start for her.
6-2, Fort Loramie leads. 4:44 to go in the first. Free throw by Brandewey is up and through. 7-2, 5-point edge for the Redskins. As Chuck noted, Fort Loramie did not shoot free throws well on Thursday. Good beginning there as Avery, who shoots them at better than 75%, drained it. Got a change. Carissa Meyer in now for Fort Loramie. Meyer on the floor, 5'7 junior. Here's a drive to the rim by Addie Crow of Liberty. Benton shot deflected before Lormie. And then the Eagles get a finger on it last. Redskins will bring it down. Couldn't ask for a better start for the home team.
Avery Brandewey is a shot-blocking phenom so far in the first quarter.
Here's Rose around the horn, left side Turner, baseline left. It is Brandewey, awkward shot, 10-footer. Yes, yes, off the window. Oh, what a maneuver by Avery Brandewey. And head coach Nate Irwin, not pleased one bit. In fact, he's disgusted. Timeout again. Fort Loramie 9 and Liberty Benton 2 with 4:15 to go in the first.
Well, he's not in a position to do a lot of the substituting that he's done in the past because of the two girls that aren't playing today. So his starters have to do a better job. And right now, Loramie's taking it to him.
Yep, Liberty Benton, a very flat beginning, no question about it. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery. Call Geppy at 937-295-3971 at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. After the timeout, Liberty Benton goes right to Gerken. She missed an 8-footer. The Redskins attack down to her left. And here's a pass from the arc in the middle to Brandewey. And it's a bit too high. Off the palm of her hand, out of bounds, and Liberty Benton comes down the floor, trailing by 7.
That was a goose. She went to exactly the right spot. You're right, she just threw it a little too high.
Gerken outside the arc. Ball rotated left side to May. May down inside to Gerken. Gerken twists and lays in a 2-ball. 9-4. Redskins up 5. Ava Turner, baseline right. High arching floater from 15, short. And here comes Liberty Benton on the attack. 9-4 Fort Loramie. Biggest lead was at 9-2 seconds ago. Gerken 30 feet away. Handoff on the play to Irwin. Foul over the shoulder against Brandewey. That's common. It's a foul each way so far. Substitutions for Fort Loramie. Summer Hoying in. Victoria Mesher, who'd been out briefly, back on the floor. Baseline right of the goal. Irwin pitches into Gerken. Back to Irwin. Shot fake. Wants to drive. Left-handed runner. Oh, nice. Little curly Q move in the lane by Irwin with the left hand. She notched a 2-pointer. Well done. Fort Loramie's baseline pass stabbed out of bounds by Benton.
Not just a 3-point shooter. She can play inside, outside.
She is quick. Got a good spurt to the rim as she showed there. Fort Loramie up 9-6, inbounding in the lane. Summer Hoings, shot from 4 feet, hangs on the rim, rolls around right down through the cylinder. 11-6, Redskins. 2:48 to go, opening period. Up the floor, Wrecker. On a weave to Lindsey May. Deep right corner, Irwin. Steps back, doesn't shoot, goes to Gerken. She's doubled in the corner. On top to Irwin, around Rose. Foul line jumper, Irwin way short. It didn't get to the rim. No foul called. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
There might have been a little bit of a bump, but she needs to be stronger than that on that shot.
11-6 Redskins with 2:29 to go here in the opening stanza. Jaden Rose midcourt. Right wing, it goes on the play to Carissa Meyer, back to Rose. 2:16, 2:15 and counting, first quarter. Foul line, open player Turner, right in the middle of that zone, a soft spot, and Turner knocked it down.
Yep.
Good looking 15-foot J by Turner. Boy, that's the way to move the ball against the zone, Chuck.
It is, and I'll tell you, I think that they're so much better off to that pressure on their guards that they had Thursday night. This zone kind of plays into their hands.
Here's Irwin to Gerken, sets and shoots the three, didn't hit iron, it hit the glass, loose ball rebound, Fort Loramie's Meyer, 13-6 Redskins, foul Liberty Benton, a hold, a minute 48 to go in the first. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney, big blowout sale going on. huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Here's Summer Hoeing. Baseline left for Fort Loramie. Shooting no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Right back to Summer Hoeing, who swishes an eight-footer. 9-point lead. Fort Loramie's biggest, 15-6. A minute 20 left in the first. Here's a long three from the left flank by Irwin. She wasn't checked, and she swished it.
They just run a lot of plays for her to get her those threes.
Baseline wow. Right, Fort Loramie. Ava Turner got a little bit of a screen and floated in another around the edge of the backboard. Two straight goals by Turner. Fort Loramie hot shooting here at the start, up 17-9. Here's a drive from the left flank by May of Liberty Benton. Contact in the paint area. Foul against Fort Loramie. 8-point lead, Redskins. 52.8 to go here in the first.
First foul.
Gaffney Furniture, family owned and operated. Four generations of Gaffneys for 80 years. You get one bargain after another at Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center. We have you covered. GaffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Wrecker head of the key. Right side pass to Addie Crow to Irwin. She muffed it. The ball rolled away near midcourt. Liberty Benton goes after it. Fort Loramie with a swipe. A steal by Albers. Down the floor. Up and in strong. Fort Loramie looking great here in the first 7.5 minutes. 19-9 lead on the arc. It's Wrecker for Liberty Benton to Crow to Gerken straight away. 18 seconds to play. Deflection out front by Brandewey. Now Gerken high post. Gerken against Mesher. Twists and turns. Might have gotten away with a walk. Missed a 10-footer, foul on the wrist against Fort Loramie. We recall last year, Chuck, watching Lauren Gerken play. She is exceptional, but she does have a tendency to shuffle the feet a little bit before making the move toward the goal. She nails the free throw here, and it's 19-10. 9.9 to go, opening period, second free throw by Gerken. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Yep, got it again. 19-11. Here comes Loramie, midcourt, 7 to play. Rose to Brandewey. Oh, it's picked off by Irwin. Down the floor to beat the clock. Up and missed it. Rebounding foul over the back against Liberty Benton as time expires. Obviously not a shooting foul. It's common. And that's how the opening stanza ends. Fort Loramie 19, Liberty Benton 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Liberty Benton Basketball. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance. For many years, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the region. It's earned a stellar reputation. 50 years in business. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. 19-11, Fort Loramie leads. Second quarter action. Open player, deep left corner. It is Irwin, took a pass from Gerken. Her shot hit the heel, went way up in the air. Fort Loramie's got the board. Ball thrown in the post to Brandewey, around Gerken, up and in. Oh, sparkling play by Brandewey. She pivoted right around the taller Gerken, who's got her by 3 or 4 inches. Here is Recker deep in the right corner inside to Gerken. Gerken's little leaner four-footer in front is in there. And then Fort Loramie zips it down the floor to Albers on the arc to Rose. 21-13, Fort Loramie by 8. Redskins have had 2 10-point advantages. Baseline left, Brandewy open. She's straddling the arc and knocks it down. Wow. She buries another one. Great start for her. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie.
What you want to see out of your leading scorer, and boy, she's feeling it offensively tonight.
How many points for Brandewy?
She's got 9.
She averages 12, 3 points short. Here's Gerken pivoting in the lane for Liberty Benton. Deflection on the shot. Didn't leave her hand strong. Fell way short of the rim. Touched last by Fort Loramie, which leads by 10. Liberty Benton inbounding below the iron. Ball pitch, baseline left, intended for May. And Fort Loramie strikes it out of bounds again. 6:42 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 23. Liberty Benton, number 10 in the state in Division 2, 13. Redskins, number 2 in Ohio in Division 4. Liberty Benton with the ball at midcourt. It's Recker down the right side. It goes to Crow. Crow swivels on top. Hand off to Recker. Recker at the elbow. Fort Loramie's defense is thwarting Liberty Benton. Redskins all over the place. A throw to the post for Gerken. Swatted out of bounds by Summer Hoying.
Boy, she had a good start to the game also. She's just getting better and better for him. Getting a lot more confidence.
Gerken, deep right corner, has an avenue to the rim. Oh, shot blocked by Brandewy. Gerken got it back and laid it through. Foul on the play. An add-on here for Gerken at the stripe. Field goal good, 23-15. Fort Loramie up 8. 6:18 to go here in the second. Jaden Rose picked up foul number 2. Free throw by Gerken is canned. And it's 23-16. 7-point bulge. High dribble by Jaden Rose. Gave it up to Brandewy to Hoying. Left corner, Turner, long three ball. In and out, no good. Scrap for the board, baseline left. Hoying comes away with it to Brandewy. On top to Rose. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 7, it's been 10. High throw below the backboard for Hoying. Out of bounds to Liberty Benton. Here comes Mesher, here comes Alex Rose, and here comes Albers back on the floor for the Redskins. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie. 5:52 to go in the second period. Dribbling midcourt, it's Crow for Liberty Benton down the right side. Leaves it for a teammate in the right corner. A long three, hoisted up, caught the far side of the rim. Alex Rose traces down the rebound. Up ahead to Mesher between the rings. Mesher on the bounce. Near side pass, Carissa Meyer. Alex Rose, Meyer, straightaway Mesher. Albers on the arc, 25 feet out. Foul line, Hoying, very little dribbling, a lot of passing. Skip pass, right flank, Albers. 3-point shot short. Rebound, Alex Rose to Mesher. 8-footer, baseline left, shy of the mark. What a rebound by Albers! She stole it away from an Eagle player. What a maneuver by Albers. You talk about hustle.
That's strength.
Woo. Man alive, Fort Loramie is beating Liberty Benton to the punch. Here's Gerken, foul line. Right wing for Liberty Benton. Gave it up, got it back. Maneuvers around Summer Hoying. Throws opposite corner to Crow. Crow jacks up a three. It's good. 25-19. Fort Loramie up 6. 4:40 to play here in the second. Between the rings, it's Mesher. Right side pass. It goes to Meyer. Straight away, Albers. Zone defense applied by Liberty Benton. It is Irwin and it is Recker at the top of the zone for the Eagles. Here's Meyer straight on, left side Albers. Albers on the bounce, now Meyer. 4:14 to go, second quarter. Head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. Fort Loramie up 6. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We support our customers near and far. plus the latest up-to-date technology at Osgood Bank. Osgood Bank, committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Tell you what, Chuck, for the first 12 minutes, this is about as consistently good Fort Loramie's played all year long against high-powered opposition, number 10 in the state in Girls Division II, Liberty Benton.
Well, they've got 8 offensive rebounds, so that tells you what the effort so far has been for them for a quarter and a half.
Fort Loramie inbounding, Mesher head of the key. Right side pass, Meyer. Albers comes out to catch. Ball skipped to Albers. Thought about shooting. Log jam in the lane area. Meyer comes out to get it. 3:56 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 6. It's been as many as 10 on two or three occasions. Brandewey at the post catches. Goes to Meyer. Right flank. Has a little avenue. Drives. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound by May of Liberty Benton. Here come the Eagles in the road blue with the red trim and white numbers. Top of the circle, Crow. Left side pass, May. Straight away, Irwin. She's available. Look out. Oh, it rimmed. It was down through, came away. Strong rebound offensively by Gerken. Missed the banker, and the Redskins get the board. Boy, that shot by Irwin, ever so close to going in and cutting the Benton deficit to 3. Fort Loramie will take the miss, though. Here's Brandewey on the arc to Meyer. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Redskins having the good shots. A little more difficult to come by right now. Here's Meyer looping it left side to Brandewey. Back to Meyer in the paint. Nowhere to go. Gives it up to Brandewey in the left corner. Straight away to Alex Rose, to Meyer on the right flank. Into the post to Brandewey. She travels below the rim, comes out on the other side, missed it. Gerken's got the board. Brandewey tried to avoid the size of Gerken, who dribbles all the way down the court. Gives it up to Irwin in the right corner. Look out, bombs away. Three-pointer.
Irwin for three.
Three-point game. Irwin warming up. She averages about 4 threes per contest. 2:16 to go, period number 2. Fort Loramie 25, Liberty Benton 22. High right, it's Mesher. Right wing, Albers. Thought about gunning it, didn't. Pitches to Meyer, straight away Mesher. 2 minutes even to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 25, Liberty Benton 22. At the post, it's Brandewey. Baseline left, Alex Rose. To Meyer, to Albers, steps back, shoots the three, long ranger, off the iron, rebound pinballed around, Gerken comes away with it. Here comes Liberty Benton, fast break, 2-on-1, ahead to Crow, driving layup, left hand is good. And Liberty Benton, racing from behind, has trimmed Fort Loramie's 10-point lead down to 1. A minute 37 to go in the second quarter of play. Fort Loramie 25 and Liberty Benton 24. Don't forget the Fort Loramie long shot raffle coming up during Liberty Days in July in Fort Loramie. The top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Only 2,000 tickets to be sold, 80 prizes, 4% chance to win, attendance not required, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Well, what's transpired, Chuck, here in the last 2.5 minutes?
Well, Benton's doing a little better job of boxing out, and they, as long as Gerken and Irwin are getting these shots, they're going to stay in the game.
Here is Summer Hoying, baseline left for Fort Loramie, which is on top of 1. Right wing, Ava Turner. Turner on the move, a quick shot. A hasty one, much too strong. Liberty Benton with the easy rebound. Gerken to Irwin, another 3 for the lead. It's good! 27-25, Liberty Benton on top. How many threes for Irwin?
She's got 3.
Ball in the lane to Summer Hoying for Fort Loramie. Shot deflected, taken away by the Eagles. who are up 27-25, 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Wrecker, 45 feet away. Wrecker dribbling. Down the right side, it goes to Crow. Crow on top to Gerken. Now to Wrecker, lobs it to Gerken. She's doubled, 8-footer way short. Good defense before Loramie. Fine defensive board by Brandewee. Brandewee steers her way down the floor, running one-hander, rimmed out. Summer Hoyne with a rebound. She was fouled, no call. Brandewee is fouled. That is called. And Brandewee gets two. 27-25. Fort Loramie down two.
First foul on Crow. Brandewee shoots.
Redskins led 19-9. 21-11, 23-13, I believe. Nice run by Liberty Benton, which has outscored Fort Loramie 14-3 in this stretch. Free throw by Brandewee, good. The second of two is also pure. Each one swished, and we're tied right back up. 18 seconds to go, first half. Gerken, top of the circle on the bounce. 9 to go. Gives it to Irwin. Irwin foul line to Wrecker, 35 feet away. 5 to play. Here's Irwin stepping back from 40 feet, lobbing to Gerken. A twisting shot, a hurried one from 7 feet. Good defense by Fort Loramie as Gherkin's turnaround throw toward the iron from the post misses. She's been a little frazzled in the paint area by Fort Loramie's collapsing defense. And the Redskins and Eagles are tied at 27 after two quarters of play. What a showcase here this afternoon. Superb matinee of girls basketball at the Fort Loramie gym. Redskins 27 and the Eagles of Liberty Benton 27 at the intermission break. I'd like to remind you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Big savings always on DeWalt Power Tools. Solid wood raised panel cabinets. Don't forget white and gray shaker cabinets in stock here in this month of February at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yankst you heard about his Pro Hardware store here on scorersbroadcast.com. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturdays. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader. Local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates. They earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion, 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Belfountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Location, Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. 27-27 deadlock here at the half. Fort Loramie and Findlay Liberty Benton. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, very good first 12, 13 minutes for the Redskins. Nice comeback by Liberty Benton. You knew it would happen. Could be a game of runs. Liberty Benton had one to draw even.
Irwin and Gerken, as long as they're out there on the floor, Liberty Benton's got a certain, he's got a great chance to win the basketball game. They're terrific. Loramie had a 20-12 rebounding advantage. 10-5 on the offensive boards. A little surprising there. Both teams only turned it over three times. Neither team putting a lot of pressure on defensively. 3-for-3 for both teams from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Liberty Benton. Irwin has 11 on 3 threes and a 2. Gerken has 11 on 4 twos and 3 free throws. And Addie Crow has added 5. Those are the 3 girls that have scored for Liberty Benton in the first half. Lormie led by Avery Brandwee. Terrific first half. She had 11. They got 6 from Skylar Albers, 4 each from Hoeing and Ava Turner, and 2 from Victoria Mesher. They scored 19 and 8, 27. Liberty Benton scored 11 and 16, 27-27 at the half.
We'll be very curious to find out, Chuck, if depth becomes a factor. Fort Lormie certainly with the edge. Sophia Barbara, 6-foot junior. Harris Willow, 6'3 senior. Not here today for Finley Liberty Benton. Barbara, an injury. Willow, a Penn State volleyball commit, has that obligation. And it's a fast-paced game. It might be a contributing factor in the fourth quarter.
Well, one of the things is Wrecker's got 3 fouls. Okay, so... But they can kind of work around her. But, boy, they keep running the same play for Irwin, and she keeps getting good looks at threes. Lormie's going to have to adjust to that plan, in the second half.
That is our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds excellence, as in Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Also brought to you by AAG Inc., your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice, American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormie, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We welcome you back to the Fort Loramie Gymnasium. Fort Loramie Girls 27, Finley Liberty Benton 27. About a minute away from the start of our third quarter. Thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. In Rouche, Ohio, Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company are with us, along with the Jewelry Barn. We say hello to Custom Foam Products. And Nick Fullenkamp, hello to Nick, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. As we start our third quarter here at the Fort Loramie Gymnasium, Redskins and Liberty Benton all knotted 27 apiece, and we've got a tie-up to start down to a right. Arrow favors the Eagles. 40 years doing business at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business. Well, Riley Irwin didn't shoot the three, but penetrated and drew a two-shot foul. Swish on the free throw. 74% foul shooter gives Liberty Benton a one-point edge.
That's a nice stroke, and boy, they keep putting her and Gherkin on the free throw line. They're going to have problems.
Next shot, Irwin got it again. Liberty Benton up two. Liberty Benton's two-point lead matches its biggest at a two-point lead late in the second quarter. Here is Ava Turner from the left wing for Fort Loramie. Her line drive triple short, and Liberty Benton's got the rebound up a bucket. Nearly a minute gone here in the third quarter. Gherkin, top of the circle, throws left corner. Irwin available. Strong on the shot. Showing she's human. She missed one. Rebound down to Brandewee. Brandewee into the paint. On the arc to Albers. Albers to Turner straight away. Ball rifled down inside to Mesher. Up and good. Oh, threading the needle. Ava Turner. A sparkling pass. 29 all tie. 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter.
A nice strong shot by Mesher, too.
Pass down the right side to Crow. Nearly stolen. Crow got it back. Oh, a nifty driving scooper. A one-hander, but Crow. Fort Loramie countering quickly. Albers down the floor. Baseline left, Turner. Short jumper is short. Rebound to Liberty Benton. Up two with the ball. 6:18 to go. Third quarter of play. Liberty Benton's got it, 35 feet out. Defending on the arc is Brandewee. Ball to Crow, to Wrecker, almost stolen by the Redskins' Brandewee. Liberty Benton will play it in. Six to go in the third, 31-29, Liberty Benton. Getting set to throw in is Addie Crow for the blue-shirted Eagles. It goes to Wrecker at the Fort Loramie logo. picked up by Jaden Rose down the left side. It goes on the play to May. May with a nice penetration, baseline left, overshot it high off the backboard, and the rebound is jammed out of bounds, officials say. Liberty Benton possession.
Yeah, it was off Laramie. She ran her over her back and knocked it out of bounds.
Inbounding Wrecker, peers in, deflected, and it comes away to Fort Laramie. Albers out in front against Gherkin, all the way to the rim, lays it high off the window, over the outstretched fingertips of Gherkin for two. 31, all stalemate. 5:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt dribbling Irwin. High post Gherkin to Crow. Near side May. Gherkin on top. Thought about the three. Boy, she can trigger them from there. She made at least three, I recall, against Fort Laramie from long range last year. Ball loose on the deck in the left corner. It is swiped on the play by Randowee. Down the floor, Albers. Albers at the rim. No good. It bounced off. We got a baseline tie-up out of bounds against Liberty Benton.
Boy, Albers, she missed one against Rushi the other night. Same kind of shot.
31-31 deadlock. We played 2.5 in the third quarter. Ava Turner straight away, hand off to Randowee. Throws to Albers, deflected, and coming away with it is May for Liberty Benton. Lindsay May fakes right, goes left, shovels it, scores it. Pretty. Oh, that was nice. 2-point lead, Liberty Benton. 3 minutes gone in the third. Brandowee straight away into the post. Summer Hoing lays it up short over Gherkin. Underneath the backboard, out of bounds to the Eagles. Good D by Gherkin. She walled off the shooter. Hoing couldn't follow through.
Yep, she's got to go up stronger with that.
And Liberty Benton now with a 2-point edge has a chance to build on it. 4:40 to go. Third quarter, Irwin top of the circle, curls, leaves it in the right corner for Crow. The jump shooter from three-point land misses. Laramie off and running. Randowee down the floor, drops it off for Turner, batted out of bounds by Liberty Benton. Redskins, when they can, Chuck, trying to beat the zone down the floor.
Well, they need to. I mean, that's how they're going to get easier points beating the zone than you do playing against it.
2-point edge, Eagles. Open player Mesher inside the top of the circle. Short on the shot. Nice rebound below the rim of Jaden Rose. Hand off to Turner. Flies into the lane. Banked it a little heavy. And the board comes to Liberty Benton. 2-point lead, Eagles. 4:18 to go, third quarter. Wrecker midcourt behind the back of the dribble. Hand off to May. May to Irwin. Irwin against Meyer, hooks it to Gherkin against Mesher, six-footer, good. Good entry by Liberty Benton, Gherkin on the finish, Eagles' biggest lead, 4-35-31. Straight away, Jaden Rose, important stretch for Fort Laramie. Near side pass, Meyer. Rose looks for Hoing in the left corner, guarded by Irwin. Foul line extended right, open player, Turner. Nice shot. Wouldn't go. Good offensive rebound. Mesher cleaned it up for Fort Laramie. 35-33. Liberty Benton, but two. Ava Turner got a good shot at the elbow against the zone. It just wouldn't bounce in. But Fort Laramie got the offensive stick back. Irwin shot short, a floater from the left baseline. Fort Laramie off and running. Turner hits the driver. Mesher down the lane. No good. Long rebound, though, Redskins. Fort Laramie missing some pretty easy ones here in the third period. Still within two, though. 3 minutes remaining in the quarter. Dribbling left side. It is Jaden Rose. Left corner pass Turner. Into the post to Hoing. Hoing gets Gherkin. Gherkin blocks it and takes the ball right away. Gherkin on the dribble against Mesher. Lauren Gherkin on the bounce. Right side pass to Crow. Back to Gherkin. Triple teamed. Inside the arc. Lets one fly. It grazed iron. Rebound. Good hustle by Hoing in the left corner for the Redskins. Long throw to Turner. Baseline right. Tries to turn and shoot the 10-footer. Oh, she was whacked on the arm. How the three officials ignored that one. The end result, a held ball, Redskins possession. That was a blatant foul on the arm, and the officials just did not toot the whistle. Baseline right of the rim, rose to inbound for Fort Loramie, which is down two. 35-33. Into the post to Hoing, to Rose. On top, it goes to Albers. A long triple. Bullseye! Bullseye! Albers connects. Loramie up one. 36-35. Liberty Benton, difficulty in backcourt. Up the floor, quickly goes May. May got away with a walk. Yep. No, she didn't. Referees did make that call. It was the right one.
That was more of an Asian step than a Euro step.
1 point game. Fort Loramie has sneaked back on top 36-35 by scoring five in a row. 2:03 left in the third. Mighty important triple that Skylar Albers floated through seconds ago. And then the Liberty Benton turnover. Redskins have it back. Alex Rose, left side Albers. Straight away Alex. Whips it near side to Meyer. Skylar wants the ball, left side of the floor, dropped it, picked it up, gave it back to Alex Rose. A minute 40 to play, third quarter. Here's Meyer between the rings. Near side, Alex Rose, picked up by Recker of Liberty Benton. Open shooter, Meyer, doesn't pull the trigger. Skip pass to Albers. Right corner, Brandewey, shot fake inside the arc from 15. Hits the rim, won't go. Scrap for the loose ball. Meyer's got it. Redskins possession again. Carissa Meyer open, three-pointer short. Oh, what a strong offensive board by Summer Hoing. And she's belted from the backside. Two free throws for her.
She is just giving them better minutes every time we see her play.
Summer Hoing is really hitting the glass. Free throw by Hoing is strong, no good. Fort Loramie 36, Findlay Liberty Benton 35. A minute 14 to go here in the third quarter. At the free throw line for Fort Loramie, Hoing with shot number two. Brandewey, Turner, Albers on the floor with Summer Hoing, who did not convert on either one. Jaden Rose, the fifth player out there. Liberty Benton with the board. Redskins missed a chance to go up three. Free throws were a nemesis on Thursday night. Far right wing, it's Irwin. Irwin maneuvers to the left, uncorks a three. It swirled around and came out. Nice rebound, Gerken. Fadeaway 10-footer short. Fort Loramie's got the board. Two top players for Liberty Benton. Misfire. Right wing, Albers. Wants to drive, can't. Fort Loramie still up one. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Top of the circle with the ball, Jaden Rose. Left side pass to Turner. Ball flung near side to Albers. Baseline right. It is thrown on the play to Brandewey. Nice give up in the lane to Hoing. Fouled on the play. She'll get two more. Redskins up a point. 24 ticks to go in the third quarter. Summer Hoing eyes the bucket and missed. Strong off the flange. Three in a row. Not good. Fort Loramie needs this one to go down, and it does. She swished it. Fort Loramie 37 and Liberty Benton 35.
She's normally an awfully good free throw shooter. Just those first three just on the rim wouldn't drop.
Liberty Benton in backcourt, 20 seconds remaining in quarter number three. Fort Loramie with a two-point edge. Redskins have scored six in a row. Dribble drive, Recker on the run. Blocked on the play. Brandewey got a piece of it. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Long heave down the floor to Albers. Albers tried to save. Can't do it. Tried to pitch it in off the leg of Irwin. Fort Loramie had time. But haste makes waste. 7 seconds left. Liberty Benton a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Into the third quarter. Backcourt Recker. Recker on the bounce. Swings a pass in the right corner to Crow. Jumping, shooting, hitting! A 24-footer from the right wing as the quarter closes out. The Redskins in transition there by Liberty Benton. Lost the three-point shooter. And Liberty Benton inches back on top, 38-37 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Fort Loramie Game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Like to take a quick moment to tell you all about one of our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Burke Petroleum in Minster has been with us since very late in the football campaign. Burke Petroleum serving all your propane needs. We'll highlight Burke in just a moment as the fourth quarter is about set to get started. Liberty Benton possession, a chance for Liberty Benton to score twice in a row, having nailed a long triple to end the third quarter. Here's Gerken down low on the right. Her shot skims off the side of the backboard. She got it back. Stepped out of bounds, though. Threw it on the arc to Recker. Recker was going to size up a three. Miscue, Liberty Benton, Fort Loramie ball, down one.
Irwin and Gerken, you can live with 13, but they've let Crow get off for 10 today, and that's too many.
Here come the Redskins, four court to the right. Skyler Albers on the arc. Albers into the post to Mesher. Wheels and deals with the left hand. Swatted out of bounds by Liberty Benton. No. Fort Loramie touched it last.
Yeah, Victoria was laying on the ground and the ball hit her as she was laying there.
And here come the Eagles down the floor, leading by a point, 38-37. Scoring production has slowed down. These defenses feeling each other out. Shooting accuracy has cooled off. Here is Gerken, high post on the arc to Irwin. Albers checks her. Irwin running, throwing a hook pass in the lane. Picked off right to Mesher. Mesher dances down the floor. Gives it up to Albers for three. Good! Skyler Albers buries one.
Albers for two.
No, it's ruled a deuce. She had a toe on the line. Scoreboard reads Fort Loramie 39, Liberty Benton 38.
That's the score.
6:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Inbound of a Liberty Benton thrown out of bounds by Fort Loramie. We've got eight players in backcourt. Pressure by the Redskins. It goes into Recker. Fort Loramie putting on the heat. Handoff to May. Back to Recker. Being pursued by Jaden Rose. Fort Loramie up one. 6:44 to go in the game. Ball left for Crow in the right corner. Hits again. Addie Crow, who poured one through to end the third, triggers in another trifecta. 41-39, Liberty Benton. 6:26 to go here in the fourth. Albers, baseline right to Hoing. Bounce pass, Brandewee. Muscles up against Gerken. Gerken got mitts on the ball. Loose ball, rebound, out of bounds off Turner.
Gerken doesn't jump defensively, so she does a great job. She stands straight up, and they tried to, you can't get into her body and then shoot it. You got to give yourself a little bit of room.
2-point lead, Liberty Benton coming down to crunch time. Here come the Eagles up ahead to Gerken. Gerken against Hoing. Gerken spins. Oops, she took too many steps. She will do that occasionally. That's a walk.
She and Irwin both travel quite a bit when they get the basketball.
They sure
Irwin
do.
Moves both feet when she gets herself set to shoot her three.
Yep, Irwin on a drive will also move that pivot foot, and the officials are noticing it. 41-39, Liberty Benton. Liberty Benton's come on strong since being down by 10 midway through the second quarter. Open player, Turner, high left, missed the triple. Rebound to Recker of Liberty Benton. To Crow. Liberty Benton up two with the ball. Crow gives it up to Recker. It's center circle. 5:32 to go. Foul line, Gerken squares up, pivots. Arches one with the left hand. It skips off the rim. Snatching the board nicely is Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the lane. It is blocked out of bounds. No save by Fort Loramie. Baseline left. Shot by Turner. Good! Turner, a 17-footer inside the arc. The block almost went out of bounds. Hoing gobbled it up for Fort Loramie. Found Turner, and we're even. 5:21 to go in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, you better put Burke to work for all your propane needs. Burke Petroleum in Minster. It served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. The green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. But Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Fort Loramie pressing against Liberty Benton in backcourt. Ball rolled up ahead to Gerken. Gerken, the 6'1 junior. 19.5 points a game. Gives it up to Recker at the Loramie logo. Just over five to play in the fourth. A 41-41 deadlock. Irwin left open. Her long three ball's way short. She hurried it. Didn't hit the rim. Rebound collected easily by Brandoe of Fort Loramie. She hustles down the floor. Leaves it behind her for Jaden Rose. 41-41 tie. Fort Loramie lost a close one after leading almost all the way on Thursday. Can the Redskins rebound and pull this out here this afternoon? Rose coming out to catch Mesher. Mesher against Recker. Ball whip left side to Turner. Foul line Brandoe. Out Jaden Rose. Here's Mesher, right wing. Now Turner. Middle of the zone, it's Brandoe around Gerken. Gerken tried to bottle her up, but was a bit too aggressive and got a piece of Avery, who shoots two free throws for the lead. And believe it or not, that's number one on Gerken.
That's number one called on Gerken.
First foul on Gerken. As Brandoe shoots and hits, Gerken's played excellent defense without fouling.
Oh, she's terrific.
As Brandoe nets the first free throw to give Fort Loramie a one-point lead. It's bouncing, bouncing, bouncing in. 43-41, Redskins by two.
Well, she and Sagister are probably the two best girls basketball players I've seen this year.
Here is Liberty Benton's big player on the inside. Gerken took it at midcourt. Nobody slowed her down. All the way to the rack with the left hand.
Yes.
To tie the game at 43. Turner whips it cross court to Brandoe. Brandoe into the paint area. Defense applied by May, who chopped her on the arm. Two more free throws. Brandoe of Fort Loramie. Game tied at 43. 4:03 to go here in the fourth.
Brandoe shoots.
Avery Brandoe eyes the bucket. Good on the foul shot. Fort Loramie up one, 44-43. Second free throw, Avery Brandoe. Couple of bounces. It's in the air. Up and through again. That was perfect.
7 for 7.
Four big free throws in a row right here by Avery Brandoe to boost Fort Loramie to a two-point lead. She's 7 of 7 for the game. Open player, right wing. It is Crow for Liberty Benton. Had the open look. It was short. Wild scrum for the rebound. Dug out by Fort Loramie. Here comes Jaden Rose up the floor. Fort Loramie a chance to build on a two-point bulge. Jaden Rose gives it up right corner. Albers. Redskins have played with a sense of urgency the entire game here today. Albers, 25 feet out, hangs on. 14 fouls in Liberty Benton, one in Fort Loramie. Foul line, Brandewey. She darts down the lane. Gerken with a cram out of bounds.
That's a good block.
Baseline below the basket. Fort Loramie inbounding. Looking to throw is Albers behind the foul stripe to Brandewey. She's at the elbow, puts it on the deck, needs help, finds Turner. Turner dishes to Jaden Rose. Near side, it is Albers. Back to Jaden near the Loramie logo. Left side, Ava Turner starts in, pulls up, overshoots a 15-footer wildly. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. Poor possession. A lot of time went off the clock. 2:56 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up two. We are at crunch time. Far right wing, it's Gerken. Straight away to Crow. Near side to May. Gerken swings free on top. High arching triple. It hit the rim. Hit the cable above the backboard. No call. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Side court pass to Turner. Hits a 12-footer. Fort Loramie up four. 2.5 to go in the game. Redskins on the verge of a huge upset of Division II. Liberty Benton, ranked 10th in Ohio. Deep left corner, Irwin. It is in and out. No good. Rattled around. We got a loose ball foul on Liberty Benton. The triple missed by Irwin. It was dead center. It shook in the cylinder. Sprayed away. Fort Loramie traced down the board. Foul against the Eagles.
Yep.
That's number 5.
Not sure how that shot didn't go in. And then Crow just took two hands and shoved Brandewey out of the way trying to get the rebound.
Fort Loramie up 4, 2:14 to go, fourth quarter. Chuck, what do you do here? How much keep away do you play?
Well, they're going to come out and pick them up now because they can't let them play keep away. So they're going to come out and pressure, and I think you need to look diagonal and try to get something easy against this pressure.
Here's Albers, 30 feet out. She's being pinched near side court. Gave it up to Jaden Rose. Wrecker on her. Rose fires it down to Hoying in the right corner. Hoying out to Skylar Albers. Defended tightly by Crow of Liberty Benton. Albers must give it up. 5-second count. Time out, Fort Loramie. Just in the nick of time. 1:41 to go. Redskins up 4, 47-43. New underwriting sponsor. Glad to have Mutual Federal aboard. Mutual Federal, Sidney Pickle and Troy. You see, we've got what you need. Whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your money. Open an account or apply for a loan today. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sidney Pickwood Troy since 1922, member FDIC, equal housing member.
Well, this has been the Achilles heel of Fort Loramie this season. Teams playing man-to-man pressure on them and pushing them way out to run their offense, and they have not done a great job of it. This is Liberty Benton might have wanted to come out of that zone a little bit earlier.
That's a good point, a very good point. You know, Chuck, it's going to come down to free throws, and they haunted Fort Loramie on Thursday.
Well, they're making them today, but, again, you got to make them when they count.
Here's Brandewey inbounding at side court in front of the Redskins bench. Nobody available. She finally flips it into Jaden Rose. She took a bump on the play from Wrecker. No call. Here comes Liberty Benton defending at midcourt. Rose stumbles. She needs help. Comes down the right side to Albers. 1:26 to go. Albers 35 feet away. On the bounce, on the bounce. Brandewey catches. Got a push on the play by Gerken. No, a moving screen by Fort Loramie.
It was Jaden Rose who tends to take that left hand and shove off. And they didn't call it on her Thursday night. They just called it on her. That was a good call.
Yes, it was. Excellent decision by the referee. 47-43 Fort Loramie. 1:21 to go. Liberty Benton ball. Monumental possession right here. Up the floor, Wrecker. Down the right side to Crow. Top of the circle, Gerken. Left side pass. It goes on the play to May to Crow at midcourt. Great catches at the timeline. She goes into backcourt. She goes into backcourt. And the referees convene. One is called over and back. Let's see. The conference. The call does not stick. The call does not stick. It's reversed. It's going to be possession, Liberty Benton.
Lormy's lucky it wasn't a foul on Albers because she chopped her legs out as she was going for the ball. The correct call is Liberty Benton basketball.
Indeed. They got it right. 4-point game, Lormy. A minute to go. Long three by Irwin. It is high off the back rim. High off the back rim. And Lormy got saved because the shot then hit a cable suspended well above the backboard. Who knows? Liberty Benton's Gherkin was positioned to snare the rebound. Break for Fort Loramie. Redskins trying to throw it in. Holding foul, Liberty Benton. Down four are the Eagles with 59.6 to go.
Yeah, didn't need the foul right there. They had him at a four count on the inbounds play.
Liberty Benton in a scoring drought. The last 3 minutes of this game. Inbounded to Measure in backcourt. She comes racing up the right side. Beats a blue jersey. She didn't get stopped in time. She walked. No call. Good pass to Brandewee. Left side, Jaden Rose. Out of trouble to Measure. Cross court to Brandewee. Next foul's the 1-1. 41 seconds to go. Measure at the stripe for the Redskins. It was Irwin committing the foul for Liberty Benton. 41.7 to go.
That was Irwin's fourth, too, so she needs to be careful not to get that fifth, trying to pick up another foul.
Big free throw situation here. 1-1 for Measure. Feather-like touch. Front rim, backboard. It trickles through. Redskins up five. Second shot, Measure. Good! Redskins hitting free throws at the right time tonight.
6-for-6 in the fourth quarter.
49-43 Fort Loramie. 36 seconds to go in the game. Recker down the floor to Crow. Top of the circle, Gherkin. Good defense, Measure. Right side pass, Recker. Irwin head of the key down the lane. Tries to hook a pass to Gherkin, and Gherkin is being held. Good foul by Fort Loramie. It's common. 28.4 to go. Liberty Benton behind by six. We'll throw it in below the basket in just a moment.
Full time out. Liberty.
Don't forget Myers Tavern, located in Botkins, a big favorite of the home crowd and those who come to Botkins from all over. Boy, the omelets are great. At 6 o'clock in the morning, that's when Myers opens up. And a terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, and known at noon and at night for pizza, for subs, for sandwiches, for salads, and for wings. We've got a full menu. You'll find something you want as a snack or as a full meal. Just come on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers in Botkins, phone ahead. 693-8271. Place your carryout. 303 North Main in Botkins. Myers Tavern. We bet you won't find better. Fort Loramie, Chuck, on the verge of the Redskins' biggest win of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little undermanned Liberty Benton team, but boy, when you got Gherkin and Irwin, you're going to be able to play against anybody.
49-43. It is Liberty Benton below the rim, inbounding, and it's Gherkin in the paint, a short six-footer, grazed iron. It was tipped away out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Again, nearly 3.5 minutes without a point for Liberty Benton. Ball lobbed to Gherkin in the corner, and a Fort Loramie player's on her back.
And they called it on Measure, and that's their third, but that's only 14 fouls.
It's still common. In fact, two more to give. 24.8 to go in the fourth quarter. It's thrown to Irwin in the left corner. A long three by Irwin over the outstretched fingers of Jaden Rose is good. Whoa, what a shot. 21.7 to go. Loramie's lead has been shaved to three. Irwin came off a screen. Great play. Deadly three-point shooter. And she shucked that one in from long distance. Wow, what a shot. Pretty three-point shooter, Chuck.
She shoots it well. She travels when she catches it to step into. You can't move both feet and not dribble the basketball. That's been a rule since the game started.
And I tell you what, at the next level, that will get called.
They'll call it. She's a great shooter.
Yep.
She just needs to work on her footwork because she travels every time.
Well, we'll keep it right here. Let you know tonight on scorersbroadcast.com at 6:55, we're at New Bremen. Jackson Center boys on the road. The Tigers against the Cardinals. New Bremen right away, or I should say, by the way, after a slow start because of football, winning the state title in D7, is now 13-3. Last night's outcome, I'm not aware of. But New Bremen coming on like gangbusters, and that's got the potential for an upset in the making tonight at New Bremen. Should be a great game.
Well, Saturday night in the MAC, New Bremen always has a good crowd there for Saturday night. They'll be doubly pumped to get the number two team in the state.
And Fort Loramie up three, inbounds in backcourt, 94 feet away from the rim, and the eighth team foul is committed immediately by Liberty Benton. And it is a 1-1 for Victoria Mesher for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Boy, two free throws here would give Fort Loramie a sizable advantage entering the final 20 ticks. The shot by Victoria Mesher hits the front rim just like a foul shot a moment ago by her, then hits the square above the backboard. Kerplunk, it falls in. The lead is four. The lead is five. She is perfect on the next one. 18 seconds to go. Dribble drive down the right side to Recker. On the arc to Irwin. Long 30-footer blocked by Albers. Loose ball to Gerken. Gerken open from 24. Missed it short. Bodies tumble on the rebound. 9.1 to go. Fort Loramie up five. Another common foul committed by the Redskins, who have been blessed by having a bunch of fouls to give down the stretch.
What a block on that three by Albers that time. My goodness.
She went high, did the long-armed 5'7 Skylar Albers, who comes off the floor. Recker below the rim to Gerken, right corner. She jacks up a three, way short. Tie it below the backboard with 5.1 to go. Arrow says Fort Loramie possession. Redskins up five. Five to play. Ball inbounded, foul before it was triggered in. May picked it up. 1-1 Redskins, team foul nine on Liberty Benton.
I think it's going to be Jaden Rep. Jaden Rose go to the line.
What a victory for Fort Loramie here today, leading by five over Liberty Benton, number 10th ranked team in the state in girls D2. Fort Loramie number two in D4. Jaden Rose foul shot hits the back rim. Rebound pinballed around. Guess what? Mesher gets it for Fort Loramie. What a board by Mesher. Then she's tied up at the last instant. Clock says 1.8 to go. Finley Liberty Benton made the road trip on this Saturday to Fort Loramie and got thumped by the Redskins. 51-46. Biggest triumph of the season for Fort Loramie. Liberty Benton playing without two tall players off the bench who certainly could have contributed. Karis Willow, volleyball commit to Penn State, had that obligation today. And post player Sophia Barbara out with a minor injury. Not a whole lot of experience depth available for Liberty Benton, but the Eagles nonetheless had its very potent starting five here, and Fort Loramie did an outstanding defensive job on Gerken and Irwin, slowed Lauren Gerken down, did as good a job as possible on the three-point shooter, Riley Irwin. She made several threes, but boy, she missed a bunch of them, and no bigger one than the last one that Skylar Albers blocked. And Fort Loramie wins it by a final tally of 51-46 over Finley Liberty Benton here today in a final score that would have to be considered a significant upset. We were the only live media outlet here covering this action. Glad to be a part of it. Hope you enjoyed it here on scoresbroadcast.com. What a triumph for head coach Carlos Siegel's team. Terrific bounce back after losing to Rushi by three on the road, 43-40 on Thursday night. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other brand or store or website. It's got to be trusted. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured, whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio. Allen Ball is independent. It offers coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, which retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in property and casualty insurance. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712, 596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you to get to know you and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. Allen Ball Insurance. A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. AllenBallInsurance.com, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. Allen Ball Insurance, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 105 East Pike in Jackson Center. Thanks so much to Greg and Ryan Woolley. Great victory here today by Fort Loramie, Chuck. What a statement, what a response after the loss on Thursday, 5-point win over Findlay Liberty Benton, which I think had, I think, only one field goal in the last 4.5 minutes of this game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the effort. The effort was 38-23 rebounding advantage to Loramie and 17-8 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it 7 times, Liberty Benton 9. They'll probably go back and talk about the fact that Loramie shot 16 free throws for the game. They only got 5, but they were 5 of 5. Loramie 12 of 16, but 2, 4, 6, 8 of 9 in the fourth quarter, just the opposite of what happened Thursday night. Individual scoring for Liberty Benton, they had 16 out of Irwin, 15 out of Gherkin, and 13 out of Crow. And I'm going to go with Crow as the Liberty Benton Clancy's player of the game because you expected the other two to score like that. She had a terrific game, and she kind of kept them in the ball game.
Yeah, sure did.
Then you look on the other side, pretty balanced scoring. They had 15 from Brandwee, 13 from Albers, 10 from Mesher, 8 from Turner. I'm going to go with Skylar Albers and Avery Brandwee as my Clancy's players of the game for the Redskins.
And Clancy's sponsors, our post-game Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor about which we spoke early on today, Realty 2000 Group, locally owned, dependable, knowledgeable. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney on South Main Street, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, the region's household name. We're locally owned. We're your neighbor with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. 937-492-8055. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. Big win for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Chuck, the final tally, 51-46. Fort Loramie takes it to 5. Tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center boys travel to New Bremen, which has won 7 in a row. 7 in a row, including victories over St. Henry by 10, Botkins by 2, Salina by 10, Parkway by 12. What a streak for the New Bremen Cardinals, and Coach Stevens will have his team ready tonight for Scott Elkert, and the Jackson Center Tigers should be an excellent boys game from the New Bremen gym. Airtime 6:55, a tip-off at about 7:30. That's tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Tentatively on Tuesday night, the Fort Loramie girls play at Marion Local. We're considering covering that game. Fort Loramie boys, by the way, on Tuesday are at New Bremen. We could consider that one as well. Right now looking into covering the Fort Loramie girls Marion Local game on Tuesday. Stay abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will update our schedule once again over the next 24 hours. Chuck, sum it up in a nutshell, the difference in the game today for Fort Loramie, a far better performance than on Thursday against Rushi. Redskins started well today and finished very well.
They did, and I think that what helped them was, and we've not said this much through the years, playing against the zone helped them.
Right.
Because when they came out and started pressuring them late in the game, Loramie again went back. They play with their backs away from the basket trying to protect the basketball. They don't handle pressure well in man-to-man. And that's where if they get down the road, they're going to end up seeing Rushies again. Uh-huh. And if they happen to beat them, they're going to see the best pressure they've seen all year when they play Tri-Village in that final.
You and Bryant Billing covered the Fort Loramie Lima Bath game. Redskins saw zone, dealt with it very well. Good preparation for the opponent today. Yep. Findlay Liberty Benton and Fort Loramie excelled against it and shot free throws much better, especially late in the game this afternoon than the Redskins did on Thursday.
Oh, they played so much better. And it's just the fact that they out-rebounded this team so badly. Now, you had the 6'3 girl going to Penn State, and you had Barbara. And, you know, there might have been a difference in there. But today, the teams played against each other. Loramie played better than Liberty Benton did.
And Fort Loramie was out-rebounded on Thursday. Out-rebounded did Fort Loramie today, the D2 team, Findlay Liberty Benton. How about that?
This was maybe one of the best. If it wasn't their best game I've seen them play this year, it's in the top two.
I think it's in the top one and a half for me.
Well, you weren't at Lima. They played really well at Lima Bath.
Yeah, two quarters at Lima Bath. That's the half I'm talking about.
There you go.
Oh, many thanks to our online audience that joined us for coverage today. We had an excellent listenership, not only here in West Central Ohio, but north of us. A lot of Findlay area listeners. Thanks for joining in here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll check with Christian Netcast later on this afternoon and find out where our IP address count stood. But quite a throng listened to us from all over the region. The only live presentation of today's game by scoresbroadcast.com. We thoroughly enjoyed it. I'd like to say hello once again to the folks at Mutual Federal, a brand new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tremendous victory for the Redskins here today. And major contributions from everyone right down the line. Fort Loramie played with a sense of urgency. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering until tonight at 6:55 from New Bremen. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. Once more, the final score, Fort Loramie upsets the 10th-ranked team in the state in Girls Division II, Findlay Liberty Benton, 51-46.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection.